Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we got another smashing 3 hours for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We are going to entertain, inform, enlighten, and inspire you over these next 3 hours. Of course, it is a TV theme song Thursday. So let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, who TV theme song Thursday is the brainchild of Rob Parker. As is Trash Talking Tuesday, all the other days he used to do with his cohorts in Detroit.
That's so, not a bad thing, but we made it national, Chris. That's what you should be proud of.
Yeah,
we
made it. I don't know how to feel about this.
What? It's okay. I'll say this. When you married your wife, right? Were you the only guy she ever dated? No.
Yes.
No,
I'm
stop
concerned.
It.
Yes.
What? As far as you're concerned? Yeah, all right, whatever. Tell yourself that if you want.
No, but yes, we're going to have some fun. Man, how are you? How's your day?
All good. Not as busy as Alex. Alex, What did you do today? Let's Alex was working.
He did the herd. Did you do the herd today?
Gentlemen, hello. My name's Alex Parker. Today, yes. I worked on the herd with Colin Cowherd, and Alex Curry was nice enough to fill in. And then also, I did Speak for Yourself, help them set up. Now I'm doing the most entertaining show on radio. It is The Odd Couple with myself, Rob Harper, and Chris Broussard. And then The Jason Smith Show. A thank you.
Wow.
Very nice.
You did Speak and the Herds. Well, I'm a big time
guy, CB.
You rarely hear it at all, but to do two shows before and then show up, I'm proud.
Well,
because
Chris,
of you,
I know you're already giving me shade for not coming anymore, so.
You darn right I am.
No doubt.
There's a lot of, and Rob, am I wrong? A lot of these young boys bucking for Alex's position.
They are.
The Heavenwood wants it. Iowa Sam, USC Chris, man.
You know what I gotta say?
Watch your back.
I'm just going to say this, Rob. Ain't nobody can do what DJ Tom Crady can do, okay?
You know, hey, our show is an acquired taste. You got to know what you're doing, right? You just, Alex, am I right?
I'm not bragging. Preach, Rob, preach.
There's a madness.
Alex knows our personality.
Right. You know, like certain shows, you could work on it for 4 hours and not have to push a single button. Because nothing's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
No, I'm just saying in general.
I'll say this, though. You guys are right. The one thing you can't teach somebody is how to mesh well with actual personalities. It's tough.
Yep. That's
it ain't
right.
easy. I know that. I mean, and that's what gives the show a unique sound. Like you just know when to put the right stuff in. So thank you to that. And yes, it is a TV theme song Thursday, and I'm very, very excited.
Are we taking requests? Is that what we're doing? Are we taking requests?
Yes. Okay. You know, they can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram. And
Rob Parker FS1.
And this is all I'm going to say, Chris. Our first guest coming up in about 25 minutes is Derek Coleman, who, of course, NBA star, played at Syracuse, played for the Nets and whatnot, and has done
fantastic
a lot of positive
player.
And good thing stuff. In Detroit still, you know what
He's
I mean?
He's still like, living in Detroit?
Yeah, that's his home, okay. And he does a lot of good stuff for the community. So I'm looking forward to that, Chris.
Yes, that'll be a lot of fun. All right, we got, as you heard, DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in full effect. And on the updates, we heard him, Mr. David Gascon. All right, Rob, I know you didn't watch it, but I know you watched the highlights. I stayed up 12:15 to 2:30 or whatever it was and watched Team USA. And I think they're going to win gold. I mean, I picked them anyway, but I was definitely skeptical. But they have found their stride. They avenged. Remember, Australia beat them in the exhibition season. And then Team USA just dismantled them yesterday, won by more than 15 points. 97-78 was the final. But it was a good game early. Australia led by 15, Rob, like midway through the second quarter. And then Team USA just took over. And by halftime, they were within three or four.
That's all you got to do is get close at the half. If you go into a game, an NBA game, and tell me if you agree with me. When I was a beat writer covering the league, I always thought if a team is within 10 points to start the fourth quarter, they could win that game. Like that's before the three-pointer was in.
I was going to say, now it's probably, to be honest, now it's certainly 15. And maybe, Rob, even close to 20. I mean, 20's still a
lot.
One.
But I'm just saying, but I'm talking about pre-3-point. If you went within 10, you could win a game in the NBA. You could.
Yeah, you're in the game. But, remember, these games are only 40 minutes, so they're shorter. But the bottom line is Team USA. What's happening is their pressure defense is giving these teams problems. Like, these dudes are really getting after it now. And they're pressuring guys all over the court, and that's getting the other teams out of their offense. Now, Australia handled it well in the first half or the first quarter and a half. But eventually, Rob, it just wears you down. It's like, okay, I can handle it for 15, 20 minutes. But over time, it was clear that it just wore them out and they weren't getting good shots and all that. And then on the other end of the floor, Rob, all these stars you got, Dame Lillard, who arguably is the most clutch player in the league. Zach LaVine, who is a scorer on his team, give you, you know, nearly 30 points a night. Chris Middleton, who is the closer for the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. Jason Tatum, who's one of the hottest young stars in the league. Devin Booker, also one of the hottest young stars in the league and the closer for the Western Conference champion Phoenix Suns. Rob, when push came to shove, when it was either get embarrassed and go back to American soil with no medal, or at least no gold medal, when it was, uh-oh, we got to do something. All those stars, all those number one guys looked to one man, Kevin Durant. And boy, did he deliver, Rob. And here's why I say they looked to him. Now, we know he's become the leading scorer in Olympic history. But, Rob, here's how it was. At halftime, Kevin Durant had 14 field goal attempts. No other player on Team USA had more than four. And you rarely see anything like this in Olympic competition, right? And for our team, like, they're never, I mean, when it was 2008 and LeBron and Wade and I think Chris Paul was on that team and obviously Kobe Bryant. Yes, at the end of that gold medal game with Spain, when it was close, they went to Kobe. But that was for a few minutes, half a quarter at best. This was basically the last three quarters. They didn't need him in the fourth. It was over by then. But the second and third quarters, they said, big fella, take us home. And you just don't see it, Rob. The fact that Carmelo's the leading scorer in Olympic history tells you he's a great player. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, he's not better than LeBron and Wade and a lot of these guys that play on Team USA. They usually don't care. It's just like, hey, let's just get the win. Everybody gets theirs. But this team has deferred to Kevin Durant. And what I want to throw at you, Rob, based on that, is if you are in a pinch, if you're down in a big game, is there another player right now, and you can even take it historic if you want, that you would rather have to go to than Kevin Durant?
Not at this point. I think Kevin Durant is that guy. He's not afraid to take shots. A lot of people don't want the pressure of it. Even that Nets series, some people look at it and say, well, in overtime, he was 0 for 5, or he was this, or he was that, 0 for 6. But he did get them there, and he needed him. They needed every ounce of what he had for them to even tie that game. And if his foot was back a little bit, Chris, they win that game on his shot. So I like it. I remember when he went to Golden State and he made that shot over LeBron. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah.
In that game? I mean, it's like symbolic more than anything. Do you know what I mean? It was just like he just raised up and put the shot up against LeBron. You remember stuff like that. And you think of Kevin Durant to me.
But wasn't
as
it like
a guy,
3-0? Anyway,
no, but I'm
not
just saying,
taking away from it, but you know, they were so much better than Cleveland.
But I'm just saying, yeah. But the way it looked, though, you know what I mean? Like LeBron was on him, and he came up. If I remember correctly, the score might have been tied, or they were down. Like he just didn't even hesitate. He just took the ball. LeBron was there, shot it. But anyway, my point is, he is he's the best in the business right now, and I would be passing him the ball as well and expecting that guy to drive us home if I were a player. I think he's that good. I think people respect him, his ability, what he can do. He's not the best all-around player, but, man, if you're drafting and starting a team, he would, and you're trying to win a championship now, he would be on my list. He would be my first pick.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that he's not – we said yesterday, right now, give it to Giannis. I mean, it's close. It's arguable. You, nobody's going to get mad at you if you say Durant. I don't know. Is LeBron still in that conversation? We'll find out, you know, this year if he's gotten that much older or whatever. But when it comes to scoring, Rob, he's the best scorer in basketball.
Yep.
And I got to be honest. I mean, obviously, yeah, you can look back at Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, come on, who can argue with his numbers, right? Kareem, the skyhook, was unstoppable to the point, Rob, where at 38, he's averaging 17 points a game. You know, he's still just killing people with the sky hook, even though he was only getting about 6 rebounds a game at that point. He clearly wasn't the same player, but the sky hook was still unstoppable. But the only guy I might – you take those bigs out of it or whatever. The only guy I might take over him all time, just flat out scoring, and maybe I'll admit maybe I'm missing somebody. But it'd be Michael Jordan, Rob. It'd be Michael Jordan. Just because we saw Jordan did it so many times. He could score in so many different ways. He obviously was better at the rim, getting to the basket, than Durant. Wasn't the shooter, the three-point shooter that Durant is. Jordan became an incredible mid-range shooter. But right
but
now,
if Jordan was playing now, Chris, he would be a great three-point
shooter. Oh, yeah, no
shooter.
Doubt.
I don't
no
even
doubt.
Doubt it. Am I right?
I totally agree.
I don't doubt it.
At the
because
very least, he'd be good. At
because
the very
he wasn't a he wasn't a great shooter coming to the pros. You know,
right.
Everything was at the basket. He was considered a
right.
dunker, Chris, and all that. And he became a great mid-range
great
shooter. Am I right?
Mid-range. One of the best ever. Arguably
right.
the
but
best
he,
mid-range shooter ever. Absolutely. And you're right. He didn't have that game.
He
you
didn't
know,
have
I mean, he,
that.
He remember, he hit the big shot at North Carolina. That's when I first thought, oh, this kid is something special. As a freshman, we hit the game winner against Georgetown for the championship. But you're right. He didn't enter the NBA. Nobody's thinking of him as like a great shooter. He was going to the rim all the time. But right now, it would be Durant. And it's not even arguable. Like, as much as we might think Giannis is the best player, when I need buckets.
Right.
Because
right,
here's
I'm sorry.
The thing, Rob. He can get it. Like, he can go to the hole and score. He can get his mid-range shot or any jump shot off anytime he wants. He's just too tall. Like, I love Steph. I used to say this, Robin. People might not believe me. But, I mean, long before Durant joined Golden State, I used to say Durant is like a 7-foot version of Steph Curry. And the advantage he has over Steph is that he's you can't – I mean, nobody's really blocking Steph's shot, but still, the fact that he's 7 feet tall – he can get it over anybody. Anybody. You
and
can
he
play
makes
great
big shots
defense.
In the clutch. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, his clutch numbers aren't that great. I mean, we got to be honest about that. But I he's hit some, obviously, the big shot. Like you said, the foot was on the line. That's one of the best clutch shots I've seen.
That's
in a
clutch
long time.
Shot. Am I
yeah,
right?
That was
that's
a yeah.
That's
that
a
was
clutch
a terrific shot.
Shot.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general, his clutch numbers haven't been terrific. You know, even early in this year, Rob, when, you know, Kyrie, early in the season, he's going to Durant in a few games, and Durant missed some big shots. If you're talking about the absolute last shot, there could be an argument for a Damian Lillard. There could be an argument for a Kyrie Irving, maybe a few other guys. But Durant, I wouldn't have a problem giving it to him, even though he has missed some. And, Rob, like I said, if we're talking about bringing us back, we just need to score. He's the guy I'm going to. There's no doubt about it. He's just too tall. He's just, you know. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki was fantastic. Obviously, you know, an all-time great and everything. But I don't want to sound disrespectful. He wasn't like this. We're talking about a whole nother beast.
And I can remember his watching Durant his rookie year when he first came to Detroit and just saying, "This I can't get over like the talk about this skinny kid, this tall." You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what I looked at him. I was like, what? You know, people were going crazy over him. And I was just like, I just don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, he was so skinny. And, man.
It still is.
No, I
mean,
know, but
real
you
talk,
remember
you know?
His rookie year, though, Chris.
But remember, wasn't there, I think there was a lot of buzz at the draft that he couldn't bench press like 185 pounds.
Right,
I think that
right.
was a big deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that dude, you know what he's a better version, obviously, but this dude was legit. Remember Bob McAdoo?
Sure.
Remember
McAdoo?
Bob McAdoo?
Yep.
He was tall, about 6'9", jump shooter, Hall of Famer, big time scorer. he wasn't Kevin Durant, but he was
at the
Hall
end of his career. They called him Mac or Don't, though, you know, because he couldn't make those shots.
Well, he did go. Remember, he went to the Lakers.
I know, right?
As an older guy, came off the bench, gave him some points and minutes, and won a championship with them. But
that is funny.
We're gonna throw it out to you. Yeah, Mac or Don't. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Here's the question, folks: when the chips are down, is there anyone in the NBA right now that you'd want with the ball more than Kevin Durant? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Come a knock on our door. We're waiting for you.
hers and his three company too.
Let me ask you this. Why, when you sing a song, are you always a tick behind? Even when you sing your little, it's my Twitter and I'll block if I want to, you're always like a tick behind.
Is there a delay
in your apartment or something?
Right. It might be the feedback. You know what I mean? It could be.
Yeah, it's either that or you just can't sing. But
well, I think Rob's just off tune.
After the show tonight, let's go to the Regal Beagle because Alex has had a tough day and go get some drinks, all right?
I get the feeling Rob is like living in a fantasy world. Like
I am.
Regal Beagle with Jack and Suzanne. What were their names? Suzanne Summers and the other one.
Was it Christy? I don't even remember.
Christy was one. But anyway, it's the iCouple on a TV theme song Thursday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got time for a few calls, 877-99 on Fox. Is there anyone, if you're trying to rally and get back in a game, is there any shooter, any scorer, any player in the world that you'd rather give the rock to than Kevin Durant?
All right, let's go to Pat in Milwaukee. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. Because I'm in Milwaukee, you probably think I'm going to say Giannis.
No, I don't, actually.
We're not talking about who's the best player in the world and all that. If you got a score, you're going to Giannis over Durant?
No. Okay. I was telling you that you probably thought I was going to say that.
Okay.
I love the dude, but if there's going to be anybody that's going to hold a candle to Durant, it's got to be Luka. Because he can make the shot, and he can dish the assist to somebody that Durant does not have that handle. He's great. Don't get me wrong, but he's not going to do as good as Luka.
I'm not mad at that. Obviously, he hasn't done it at the highest level like Durant, highest stage in the finals
you
or
can't
conference
beat the Clippers.
Finals or something like that. Well, they're a good team. They're your favorite team, So
I don't have a favorite team.
Luka is a bad boy. I got no problem with that. But I go Durant, but Luka's in the conversation. I'm fine.
I like the way you try to act like I'm a fanboy now. Oh, the Clippers are your favorite team.
Why are you getting so testy?
Because I'm not.
If I'm just spouting nonsense, then it is what it is.
All right, it's nonsense. Brandon in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
First time caller, long time listener.
Yes.
Well, what's up?
Where are you at?
No way, no how. It's Kevin Durant all the way. I don't know how you can make an argument for anybody else. He's the man. Giannis can't take the pressure, especially over time. He won the NBA Finals. It's whatever. Kevin Durant, been there, done that. Social media attacks. He gets attacked all the time on social media. Still holds up with the pressure. He's about to take over, like you said, the all-time leader in the Olympics.
He already is, Carmelo.
Yep.
And like Rob said, he's about six sizes too big before he was being the finals himself. So I think any given day, other than Michael, like you said, Chris, it's Kevin Durant.
The only thing I disagree with you on is when you said Giannis can't handle the pressure. Because he can. Don't you think, Rob? I mean, at this point, you can't say that. He hit 17
out of 19 free throws.
And his worst part of his game, right?
Yep. And imagine if he would have missed those, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, those were critical.
Right, it's a whole different game. Maybe a different series.
Let's squeeze in real quick before we get to D.C. Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, Rob? What is a basketball discussion without my Uncle Chris talking about MJ and my Uncle Rob trying to find a way to insult LeBron?
What? How did I insult LeBron?
Did he insult LeBron? Did you bring up LeBron?
When?
Oh, yeah. Durant, saying Durant shot in his face. Look, I'm gonna keep it real. Keep Keith on. Don't drop him. Look, I get it, Rob. It was a nice shot. But people make too much of it. They're up 2-1. Their team is far superior. The Cavs got to worry about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. It's a nice shot. He hit it. But come on. It ain't close to Jordan, Utah, or so many other
big shots. I didn't say that. I'm just saying it was in LeBron's mug.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean,
I remember it vividly.
If he misses that shot, Rob, they're winning that series anyway. You know that.
Well, listen, but my pick is going to be Dame, man. I just think Dame... the guy, there's nobody on his team that can score as well as him. I mean, KD is that guy.
As well as, you mean on Dame's team in Portland?
On Dame's team, okay. Right. Like, as far as, Dame has had, you either had guys that can score as well.
Well, CJ not can't score as well. Durant hasn't had anybody. Well, Steph, I'll give you that. Okay. But Dame is on Team USA. They're not looking to Dame. And Dame is great. I'm with you on that. But they're not looking at Dame's one of them looking to KD. Like, game recognized game. When LeBron was in Miami, there came a point where Wade was like, okay, we got to go through this out because he's the best. They've recognized that with Kevin Durant at Team USA.
Right. I mean, if they didn't think so, Chris, they wouldn't be doing it. You know that. Players out there, they know who's who.
Right. Absolutely. All right, we got Derek Coleman, former NBA All-Star, coming up in a few moments. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Former NBA All-Star, terrific college player at Syracuse, none other than Derek Coleman. Derek, welcome to The Odd Couple.
D.C.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good,
man.
We're doing good.
How are you?
Hey, man. I'm holding on.
Thanks for joining us, bro.
Yes, we appreciate you.
You're welcome, bro.
There's so many things we want to talk to you about, and I got to pass along some messages to you from people for the work you're doing in Detroit. But Tony Tolbert, a basketball legend in Detroit, died at age 50, D.C., and apparently from, you know, complications of COVID or whatnot.
Yes.
Just want you to talk about Tony and how this one stung. I saw the you were on Channel 4 News in Detroit, and there were you and some other former players talking about Tony.
Yeah,
Antoine Jobert, right?
Yeah, my guy Derek Kearney and Arvis. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we all think we're Superman. We're born with an S on our chest, you know, as athletes. And it's just so crazy that all of us was really pushing him, forcing him to try, you know, hey, man, you need to go get your shots. You need to go get your shots, you know. And he kept blowing us off as typical Tony, you know, fashion. And I talked to him Wednesday, man, and he was gone, you know, Monday. His sister called me Tuesday. It's like, hey, you know, Tony said he's not feeling good. I'm going to take him to the hospital. And he told me to make sure that I call you and let you know that he's in the hospital. I talked to him Wednesday, you know, and like I said, Monday she called me, you know, like, Derek, he left us, you know. But I think the thing is, fellas, what we have to understand, you know, the seriousness of COVID. I stopped counting the number of people that I've lost in the past 2 years due to COVID. I mean, even our Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon,
absolutely.
I've been on Benny Napoleon since I was a kid, Rob. I know you know him when you was here in Detroit as well. So many people, my family members, my cousins, almost one generation, you know, gone except for like two of them. You know, I mean, like back to back to back to back, you know? So it's serious, you know. I pick my brain, rack my brain, trying to figure out how, you know, do we get people to understand the seriousness of it. And that was one of the reasons I agreed to actually do the interview, just to let people know that, you know, it's still out here. And even the strands now even getting stronger, you know, it's coming back. But we have to start taking care of each other, you know.
No doubt.
That's real. Go ahead, Rob.
And I was just going to say, and Derek, it's exactly it. It's not like Tony passed and, you know, you guys didn't have that conversation with him. I mean, that's the part that has to hurt, is that you did try to talk to him about getting the vaccine and to protect himself. Am I right? Is that that's the hard part?
Oh, yeah, without question. And I'm to be honest with you guys, it took me a while, you know, to go and get vaccinated because, you know, I'm still sitting there researching it, you know, myself. I'm listening to everybody and what they're saying. But two of my cousins are doctors, you know, and one of my cousins is a pharmacist. So I'm listening to them. I'm going back and forth with them. And really, until my wife just told me, you know, Gina was just like, hey, you know, a lot of people depend on you, Derek. You know, we can't have you, you know, sick or getting sick and going through,
you know, complications with COVID. When she said that to me, it just really bad rung a bell. So it's not about us being selfish ourselves. You know, it's about really being there for our friends and our families because, okay, we're gone. But you know what? Now the rest of us, we're going to mourn, you know what I'm saying, forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, that's real, man. And we thank you for your passion about this because obviously a lot of people need to hear this.
Chris and I talk about it all the time, and we understand people want to make their own choices. Chris and I are both vaccinated. Chris lost his father-in-law, during this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man, we've all lost so many. And you know what, Rob, Chris? We haven't even had the chance to mourn yet. Think about that. You know, all the people that we've lost, we're watching funerals on a live stream.
Right.
You know, you're only allowing 10 people into the service. You know what I'm saying? So we still haven't got an opportunity to really mourn our losses as well. And, Rob, you know, I do the Summer League out here. I've been doing DC Elite Summer League for probably the past 20 years.
Right.
I didn't do it last year because I didn't want to put anybody in harm's way. I didn't want to put the kids, the families, in harm's way, so I canceled it. So we came back this year when some of the stuff started to lift a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did actually was get Beaumont Hospital engaged and involved. So every kid, parent them that walked in that gym, they were getting tested.
Right.
So I had 60 teams in my summer league.
Wow.
So you're talking about that demographics between 13, 14 years old all the way up to 18 when you're a senior in high school. And we had two incidents. We had one the first week with one kid from Grosse Pointe, which is the suburbs here in Detroit, and his parents was there. You know, they took him. But he was asymptomatic. He didn't have a temperature or anything. You know, and 2 weeks ago, we had another kid. And the same thing. Like, we're doing temperature checks, all that stuff. And he was asymptomatic. He didn't have a temperature. He didn't feel any kind of way, you know, or whatever have you. But it was just great to have the hospital in place to collect all that data and to help us in the transition of what we're doing with basketball.
Derek, let me ask you this before you go. You mentioned that, you know, we all, especially you guys as top flight athletes, you know, feel like you got that S on your chest, as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, or what do you say, because it sounds like you still work with a lot of these young athletes, these superstar high school players coming up, and now even, you know, they can get paid with the name, image, likeness, and stuff like that. What would you say to them, you know, as they pursue their goal of getting to the NBA, what would you say to these, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds who are en route to that, on that path?
Well, Chris, I mean, the best thing really is you got to trust in the process. Everybody wants it now. You know, I'm watching these kids play, and I'm like, man, you don't have a clue of what it is that what it takes to get to that next level. So they want it now, and it's just a process. And no matter what we do in life, so I just try to get them to understand, if you're really committed to the sport, you got to put the work in. It's not just going to happen, you know what I'm saying, for you. You got to be in that gym every day. And I ask kids that all the time, do you like it or love it? You know, it's like, well, I love it. I'm like, no, you don't. Because if you love it, nobody will have to go tell you to play basketball.
Right.
Every day that I get, I slept with my basketball. You know, it never left my side. I'm sitting there having a conversation like me and you having right now. I'm dribbling my basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think the passion is there where it used to be, but it is a process in everything that we do. And I think the biggest thing is, guys, is that we got to get kids to understand everybody's not going to go to a D1 university. And I say it to them all the time, hey, man, D1, D2, D3, D3. Because without sports, we would never get the opportunity to go to college. I come from a single-parent home. My mother couldn't send me to school. So without that basketball, it gave me an opportunity to go to college, but it also created all the exposure that I learned through the game of basketball. So it's always teaching lessons, and no matter what we do with all these kids.
Man, that's great stuff, D. Words of wisdom from Derek Coleman, man, for real. We appreciate it, man.
No, it's all love, guys. You know that. I got to come back on because we definitely got to talk about this licensing stuff with the college sports.
Yeah, we would love to do that. Have you on again and dive into some other topics as well.
Yes, exactly. I look forward to it, man. But again, we just have to keep pushing the narrative and get people to understand how serious COVID is right now, you know, and with the strand, the Delta strand that's coming out right now. And I rack my brain, guys, trying to figure out how do I get my people to understand how serious this really is.
Yeah.
It keeps me up at night. I can't figure it out. I ask people that, hey, man, what else is it that we can do to make you realize that? And we try to share the information as much as possible. Like through my summer league, when Beaumont is there, we're passing out information to everybody. I said, look, even if you have to go and put it on their cars when they're leaving. So if we got infomercials. We've got the big screen in the gym. So we're showing the infomercials about COVID. And everything. I'm telling them all the people that I've lost, just personally that I know from COVID. And, you know, I just can't get it to register, man. I really can't. And it's sad.
Nah, well, this is hitting a lot of people, this interview. So this is one more thing we're doing to get the word out. So we appreciate your time, man. And we will get you back on the show, DC.
Yeah,
man,
DC.
Love you guys, man.
No
love what
doubt.
You're doing. Appreciate
and make
you.
And make
Thank
sure you
brother.
Tell your wife that I said hello. And Derek's son interned with me too, Chris, on the radio in Detroit. So tell your son DC Jr.
Derek,
I said that. I appreciate it.
I will.
All right,
no,
DC.
I appreciate it, man. You guys
Thanks,
take care.
Thanks, brother.
All
yep.
Right. Okay.
More
Thank
Odd Couple
you.
Coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob is not in his seat yet. I know he's upset that he's missing his favorite song and his favorite show. But it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. If you have requests, you can text Rob or tweet him or Instagram him at RobParkerFS1. And tell them what song you're hoping to hear. All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And J.R. Richard, those of you baseball fans, you remember that name. He was a great pitcher. And a homeboy of mine, because he's from Louisiana. And I know that well because my father, you know, Louisiana, a lot of French down there, French Creole culture. Used to call him J.R. Richard because he knew that's probably the real pronunciation, J.R. Richard. So, but he was a great pitcher for the Houston Astros, and he passed away, I think was today, Rob, at the age of 71. And we just wanted to salute him. And Rob really wanted to salute him, but for some reason he's taking this segment off. I don't know.
I'm
what's
right here.
On,
what are you can see me? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can see you. It's 4-3 minutes in, and we're talking J.R. Richard. You want? And I told people, you know, he's from Louisiana. My father used to call him J.R. Richard because you know.
Is that what he called him?
He said because that's the real pronunciation, being from Louisiana.
Just like he changed your name after you were already on ESPN.
Broussard. Yes.
Broussard. You remember that?
Right. No, J.R. Richard, Rob. He was a terrific pitcher. Short career, only 10 years, and really only 6 seasons of a full-time starter in Major League Baseball. But he was fantastic.
He was dead at age 71, Chris. What I do remember is just how hard that guy threw. I mean, and his career was cut short. The thing that stood out to me was he signed a contract with the Astros. He complained, Chris, that he wasn't feeling right, and they poo-pooed him. Oh, yep. You know, he got a big contract. He don't want to play now. You know what I mean? He's jaking it. The dude had a stroke. So when people talk about, that's why I'm like, I never going to tell somebody whether or not they're healthy or not. You know what I mean, Chris? Like, that's just, you don't know.
Right.
But he was
his
like
last year, Rob, he was on fire. He was 10-4. He had a 1.9 ERA. But like you said, he was unhealthy. Nobody even knew it.
Nobody knew it. But boy, did he throw that ball hard, Chris. Man, he was a hard thrower.
For a good four or five year period, Rob, he was right there near the top of the league. You know, finishing the top five. Twice in the Cy Young Award. So we will miss J.R. Richard, J.R. Richard. A couple 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets. And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.